What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we've been talking with Ken in New York about the situation with the Bundy Ranch, and whether it was rare earth elements or just the fact that the land was situated in the middle of an existing development block. We do know that the reason the Bundys were targeted had to do with the greed of very powerful politicians. And I think it's worth asking if the same thing is going on with the Nickersons right now, because it doesn't make sense to me that J.P. Morgan Chase would risk the negative publicity just because the Nickersons are Christian. I think that's very naive. I think there's something else in play, and I think it's either something that's on the Nickersons' land or where the Nickersons' land is located, because why would they be going after both parcels? So, Ken, anything to add?
Yes, about the comment about the voting before, I seem to remember a comment that was made quite a few times about Uncle Mao, who said that the only justice would be gotten at the end of a gun barrel. It's starting to look that way, and I'm not very happy about it.
I'm not happy about it either. The wrong people get killed and crippled in these sorts of things.
Good night.
Good night. We're going to switch over to Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think with the Bundys over there, I'll just bet you there was a lot of snipers dug in the ground around that area, too. There's guys that are snipers, and they know what they're doing.
Yes, yes.
I think so. We don't know. But I'm thinking, obviously, somebody must have dug some holes and covered himself up, and they don't know where the bullets would have come from.
Well, we know that there were snipers there. Whether they were dug in all that much, we don't know. But it is known that there were snipers there.
A lot of guys, there were snipers in the Army, and they probably ran right out there and dug a hole. Anyway, hey, Trump said, "I caught them all," unquote.
I think he was trying to talk about ISIS.
I don't know. He said he caught them all.
Well, whoever it was, he didn't catch them all. He had a lot of help that he's not acknowledging.
I don't know. You sure? Now, you know, there's 124,000 secret federal indictments out there. Maybe that's what he's talking about, huh?
I keep hearing rumors of secret federal indictments. I'm not seeing anybody get arrested and have the handcuffs dropped on. So I'm beginning to think those secret federal indictments are about as real as Saddam's nuclear weapons.
I don't know. They might be arresting right now. They might be arresting sex crimes and stuff, and it's possible. And they haven't got to the corruption yet.
I don't think so. I think it's another bluff to get us to sit on our rear ends and not do anything.
Well, I'm not doing that at all. I'm letting you know about it, for one. Oh, did you get any snow in the... Did you get any snow?
Yeah, we got about 2 inches last night.
Ah, enjoy it, enjoy it. There's going to be more. I'll talk to you later, bye. I'm gone.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay. Apparently over at Meet the Press, they're hoping that Democrats are going to be able to dramatize the impeachment hearings with crying witnesses. Get some children out there. Crying children are always a great sell for political BS here. Getting on back to the economic news, Sears is closing half of its remaining stores. Half. Going into the holiday shopping season, they're closing stores. What does that tell you? Now, the biggest U.S. milk company, Dean Foods, has just gone into bankruptcy. What does that tell you about our economy here? All righty. Apparently out in California, there's a big stink there. More than 1,000 California police are accused of using background check databases for their own personal use. Checking up on ex-girlfriends or something like that here. Okay. We already talked about how there was no DNA test on that body on the gurney, so we don't really know that it was Jeff Epstein. I don't think it was. I really don't think it was. Okay. Earlier we reported on this huge volcanic caldera off the Philippines, and there's already a challenge to that. They're saying it's simply too big to be a volcano. Because they're talking about, you know, it's 150 kilometers across. That's even larger than the Chicxulub crater, which is underneath Caribbean. The largest caldera on the surface of the Earth is Haleakala, and that's about 8 kilometers along. And so they're saying it might actually be a meteor crater. It might be an astroblem. And they're saying they really don't know. Well, go down and take samples and look for coesite and suevite. Especially if you find suevite, yep, that's a meteor crater. Absolutely, absolutely is. All right. Pardon me. Apparently there was a 50-vehicle crash in whiteout conditions in Ohio. So they're dealing today with the snow we dealt with last night. Now, the good news is we're going to have clear skies for the rest of the week. It's still going to be very, very cold temperatures. They're saying it's going to be a little bit warmer tomorrow, which is like our wind chill is -1. So we're being told to celebrate because wind chill will only be 0 tomorrow. And that is really, it's cold, it's cold, it's cold. Okay. Back when Obama was in office, the New York Times said, Obama is a social media genius. And today the New York Times is saying, well, you know, Trump can't just tweet whatever he wants. Sure he can. Unless he tweets something negative about Israel, at which point Twitter will pull his account. Alrighty. Still talking about a $50 trillion climate change push to deal with human-caused global warming. And again, we had an earlier caller said, aren't people paying attention to what's going on? Open your eyes, look out the window, look at the thermometer. We are not seeing any warming. I actually ran an article in the press the other day saying that we've had the warmest October on record. And no, in point of fact, we did not. Got to get a new lamp in here. There we are. Yeah, I mean, that's how arrogant the corporate media has become. It is freezing out there, and still they're out there saying, oh, yes, it's global warming. Oh, yes, you got to buy car. You got to buy pay for carbon taxes. Got to do what we tell you to do. Just amazing here. Somebody was actually saying, are they going to dig up Remington's body and bring him into court to face the charges? The whole thing is just this huge, huge cosmic joke. Let's see. All right. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. There's an article here that says the fraud of climate change, and that's exactly what it is. It's been a fraud ever since Al Gore started this all back in the 1990s. And there are hard links between the world's largest financial groups, including Goldman Sachs, who are pushing this climate change agenda by selling green bonds, which are the latest scheme on how to lose a lot of people, a lot of money, very fast. That's it. Climate bonds. Goal is to tap into literally trillions of dollars in the bond markets by capturing new wealth from a younger generation ignorant of how investment works. There are major global banks and financial giants with their hands out hoping to get more than a fair share of a market that loses money with tremendous consistency. And let's do that. Come on. Close the window here. If you go over to whatreallyhappened.com, up to the near the top of the page, there's this gray box. And it's got links to the permanent articles that I think people should be aware of. That includes All Wars Are Bankers' Wars and various things. But there's also a page for ClimateGate. And I haven't updated it for this year yet, which I probably will probably do over the weekend here. But if you go down there and you'll just see what a complete fraud this has been. And that's exactly what it is. It is a fraud to get you to surrender your money and your free will to the globalists, the bankers. Anytime somebody says there's no such thing as a grand conspiracy against the general population, we got one. There it is, right there on full display. And that's the best word to describe it. It's a conspiracy. All it's going to take, really, is just one conspiracy that is too obvious to pretend it's not. And I know we have a lot of Americans who think they're by ignoring the obvious problems with the official story, that somehow this makes them more patriotic, or loyal. No, it's making them look like idiots. And at some point, you have to get tired of being made to look like a fool by your own government. And once you look in a mirror and face up to it and say, the government lied to us about X, it starts to unravel all the way back. The government lied to us all about Saddam's nuclear weapons. They lied to us about Assad's poison gas. They lied to us about human-caused global warming. How much more do you have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and say, I am sick and tired of a government that lies to me? It doesn't benefit me. It's not for my good that they lie to me. If what they're talking about was actually good for the general population, they'd tell us the truth and let us make our own choices. Being manipulated, people, or being manipulated, you're being used. Alrighty. Pardon me. Somebody sent me a tweet. Basically saying Mujica was behind the Bolivian coup plot. Apparently, SpaceX launched another 60 Starlink satellites in the night sky. Now, during the first night, if you were under the orbital path, you could see them spread out across the sky, you know, like this chain. Of course, the more time goes on, the more they separate. But it's still possible to see this loose cluster. And everybody's talking about the new Disney Plus channel. Using it to push more product. Okay. Somebody's asking a very good question. If carbon dioxide warms the planet, why is Mars so cold, despite an atmosphere that is mostly carbon dioxide? Question. Ready? All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And it does seem like the world is going kind of crazy. About all this violence, all this rioting going on in all these different countries. Is some of it being whipped up by the U.S.? I would say most assuredly. Is some of it genuine anger by the people against corrupt government? Possibly. But it does feel like the world is heading toward a global revolution. I'd like to find a way to avoid it, but I don't think I can. And I may have wasted the last 20-odd years of my life trying to prevent it from happening. It has been very, very sad to watch this nation, the nation I was born in, the nation I spent my childhood in, to just watch it rot away bit by bit by bit. In a way, it kind of reminds me of when my mother got cancer, and we all knew she was dying. That's what the doctors had said. And just day by day, we just watched her as she withered away until finally she did die. And that's a lot of what I'm seeing in our nation's capital. Our members of Congress don't behave like members of Congress anymore. They're behaving like children. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Dan in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, about the free trade and tariff issue again, do the globalists like free trade or not free trade? I mean, because free trade is the heart of globalism when you're talking about the global bankers and the global oligarchs doing all these nefarious things, the mantra that they've been using is free trade, right?
Yes. Well, I imagine it depends on what country the globalist happens to be in, because they may talk about free trade, but what they really want is advantageous trade, trade that benefits them over other countries. And that's a big part of Trump's push against China, which has backfired spectacularly, but nobody wants to admit that.
But, you know, from my research, you know, we always had tariffs. So if you put like a 10% tariff, say, on all imports, that would pretty much destroy this new world order. I mean, they can't have, if every nation put up tariffs to benefit themselves, or say at least switch to fair trade, where trade is balanced, that would destroy all these problems that people call in and talk about all the time of this whole new world order concept, you know?
Well, I think that's a drastic oversimplification, because the push for the new world order is far more than just economic. They want a one world government. They want all of the different ethnic groups in the world blended together into one gray, you know, humanity. And it's not working out very well, but they're going to keep on trying.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And they try to attack every nation's, you know, ethnicity or individual thing. It's just, as long as we have free trade, though, that's just the way it's going to go. You know, because it's going to lead to global oligarchy and global government and all this stuff. So, just the I wish people would, you know, take a second look at tariffs and maybe switch to fair trade and saying I'm for fair trade instead of free trade, because to me, free trade, that's pretty much the heart of the New World Order's philosophy, you know, of free trade with China, where you send all your jobs there and then they buy our bonds, and it kind of, that's how they set it up, you know, but that's not fair to us, American workers.
But. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And, you know, everyone likes to talk about, well, the American workers, they're lazy, they demand too much. But really, the problems with American manufacturing go back to management. And it goes all the way back to the end of World War II, when the United States was the only country whose industrial base hadn't been bombed into rubble. And so we could do no wrong as the rest of the world rebuilt their industrial base. They had to come to the United States for heavy machinery, for ball bearings, for factory equipment. And these companies that manufactured this equipment were making money hand over fist. And they had so many orders to fill, they couldn't promote from within. Those people who knew how to make those products had to remain on the factory floor. And so Harvard Business School came up with this program called Scientific Business Management, which was a set of matching tools that they claimed could be applied to different companies no matter what their business was all about. And they created a degree program to go with it called the Masters in Business Administration, the MBA. And so all of a sudden, all of these factories were getting these managers coming in from college with an MBA degree. And the first thing, of course, is it built a lot of resentment. Okay. Stay on the phone, Dan. I'm going to finish this up when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
OMG. people are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dan in Washington State about the devolution, if you will, of American manufacturing, starting at the end of World War II, when our factories were so busy helping the rest of the world rebuild their industrial base that they couldn't promote from the floor. Those people on the floor who knew how to make stuff had to be kept there. So Harvard came out with the MBA, and all of a sudden, all of these factories started hiring in these college graduate, MBA-degreed managers. And this created an immediate problem where the people working on the factory floor were demoralized because they had grown up in an environment where if you worked hard and produced a good product, you would be promoted, and now they were being told, no, we're going to wait for a college degree, an MBA, to come along. The second problem is that all of these MBAs that were in mid-management at the end of World War II, they're the CEOs of today, and they have grown up through the corporate ranks, as it were, without any kind of an emotional connection to the product that their factories make, whether it's donuts or cars or pharmaceuticals. They don't care. It's all the same to them when it gets to their computers. And it's for that reason that there isn't a dedication to quality that used to be the hallmark of American products.
Well, I would agree with that, you know, to a point. I would just say that that's a symptom of the disease, and the disease is getting rid of the tariffs, because corporations have no morality. They're just going to go where the to maximize profits. And from what I've learned, after Reagan, Thatcher, you had the rise of global corporations, and then you had this whole movement. But if you put a tariff in, I mean, a good example, take Nike and New Balance. Okay, they're both good shoes. New Balance tried to be dedicated to keeping the jobs in America. And then you have Nike, where you have one billionaire, Phil Knight or whatever his name is, that just makes them in China. But if you put a 10% tariff on tennis shoes, that difference in cost would force Nike, you know, I haven't done the math, I don't know the internals, but it's going to force a lot of these jobs to come back. So he would, you know, you would tax Nike's 10%, that might make up for the different labor costs and environmental rules, and then he would have to make his shoes here in America, you know.
Well, we haven't seen that quite so far yet. And don't forget, there's another aspect, and that is the physical plant costs. In other words, for the jobs to come back to America, somebody has to invest in rebuilding the factories. And a few companies have, but overall, we're not seeing the flood of jobs returning to the United States that was promised by the promoters of the tariffs.
No, I mean, I think Phil Knight could afford to build a big, huge Nike plant in Oregon, where the guy's from, you know, and if not, then drive him out of business. You know, I really don't care. I let, you know, your caller calls about these billionaire oligarchs they have, and a lot of them have no loyalty to this country at all. Just like the stock market, you know, represents global corporations, not really Americans. So, you know, if they're not going to contribute to building a good society like Nike, then just, I would say, put a tariff on, and then if he can't invest in bringing the plant back, then put him out of business. I don't care. I mean, someone else will make shoes. You know, all this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the little stuff, you know.
You know, people need to stop looking for the swoosh. They got to stop falling for the icon, and basically just look for a good shoe. And, you know, yes, Made in America is a good idea. These multinational corporations, they're going to exploit cheap foreign labor to maximize their profits here.
Yeah, and I also think they invest in propaganda. I think Phil Knight, you know, I hear talk radio, like if you listen to mainline radio in Oregon, they have a talk show guy that always promotes free trade. Well, you know, Nike's a sponsor, and then Nike will sponsor, you know, like Michael Jordan, or they'll sponsor all these little things just to make themselves look like a good company or something. But, you know, the guy doesn't want to build his shoes here, so that would be a lot of jobs, you know, that people would do. I mean, if you paid them decent, you know, and it might not raise the cost. You know, it, like that debate with Ross Perot and Al Gore, I mean, even a tiny difference in labor costs.
Yes.
You might only, you know, might only raise a pair of shoes $1 per pair, but, you know, you can pay people $30 an hour versus $2 an hour, or whatever they make in China, or $2 a day. So.
Well, most of those shoes are made by machinery anyway, so it really wouldn't matter where the machinery is. Anyway, listen, Dan, we got to let you go. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000 plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Susan in Texas. Aloha, Susan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, this is Susan. And I just came back from visiting Hawaii.
Yes.
We drove on Mauna Kea, and there was just tons of people along the road camped out protesting possibility of putting a new observatory there.
Yes.
So I was just wondering if you comment on that. I hadn't heard it before, and I did talk to one islander, and his opinion was, let them build it. They're going to build it anyway, and they would make money off of it. But so I thought I'd get your input.
Well, it's a complex issue, and it's actually been around for quite some time. The specific instrument under discussion is called the 30-meter telescope. When completed, it will be the world's largest optical telescope. Now, the observatory that's already up in Mauna Kea is one of the finest in the world. It has the dual Keck telescopes, among others, and it is a tourist draw. People Go to the Big Island. They drive up there to see the telescope. But there are a lot of the traditional Hawaiians who feel that the land is sacred and should not be defaced. Now, if we were talking about constructing a brick fertilizer plant, I would be on the side of the native Hawaiians. But I think there's a different way to look at that, and that is the fact that right now, Mauna Kea is the home to Madame Pele. And Madame Pele right now wears a crown of the finest jewels science can build. And every crown needs a crown jewel. And in my view, the 30-meter telescope is going to be the Kuunur of the observatory. And Pele's a woman. She's going to love her bling. So I think they should go ahead and build it, because otherwise they're going to build it in the Canary Islands, and the Canary Islands will get the tourism plus the cash influx for running the observatory.
Right. I just didn't know if there was some underlying, you know, environmental issue they were protesting, or it was just a religious thing mostly.
It's mostly a religious thing, because that high on Mauna Kea, it's pretty much all dirt. You're above half the Earth's atmosphere. It's so high, you don't even really get, well, you get snow there occasionally, but usually it's above the clouds.
Okay. And, you know, I had one other question. I didn't know if you had any idea, but now I'm in Austin, so when we get summer heat, it never ends. It's like it's hot all night. There, during the day, it almost felt like the heat was burning my skin, and it wasn't, you know, that hot, but then it cooled off at night. So is it a different atmosphere other than just the ocean?
No, it's because you're above most of the atmosphere and your skin is feeling the ultraviolet a lot more intensely. So, yeah, if you're going to be hanging out outside at the observatories, you need to have sunscreen.
So it's the elevation of just the island in general, though. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, if you go all the way... If you go all the way to the bottom of the ocean, Mauna Kea is the tallest mountain on Earth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we couldn't go to it. It was definitely blocked off. But
yeah, we'll see how that works out. I'm in favor of the observatory being built. Right now, there's a compromise position being offered, and that is that there are a couple of instruments up there at the observatory which are no longer in regular use, and so the offer is being made that they will be torn down to sort of balance the impact of the 30-meter telescope. I'm opposed to that simply because at some point there's going to be some college kids who could make use of those instruments.
Right, I would think so. Makes sense. Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. And we're still trying to get more updates on the Nickersons, but nothing yet so far. Let's go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I like that one you said the other day, who's your daddy? Yeah, Michael. That was good. Yeah, Michael, what I want to talk about is actually what's going on with, again, you know, as the immigration rolls, as the world turns. I just want to ask your opinion. What do you think is going to happen with the Supreme Court and DACA? What's going to happen with this nonsense?
Well, the Supreme Court seems to be leaning toward supporting Trump, saying that it was illegal to begin with. It shouldn't have been brought into law. The question is, what's going to happen to all those people who are in this country under DACA? And, of course, the pro-immigration people are already making the argument, well, it wasn't their fault. It was their parents who brought them in here. And so you should leave them there. But as the New York Times has already admitted, this mass immigration is tilting the electorate toward the Democrats.
Well, Michael, absolutely. And you know what? If Trump doesn't, and I'm going to tell you, Michael, if Donald Trump does not do something drastic with this, and look with Virginia. There's your example, Trump.
Yeah.
If you do not stop this, and DACA's caca in my book, because you know what? I'm sorry about that, but you know what? You broke the law. Obama had no right to write the law for himself. Or Sotero knew exactly what he was doing. He was doing that for the Democratic Party to keep flooding this place with all these future voters, because these people are, 90% of them are going to probably vote Democrat for the next 50 years, okay?
Yes.
So I have to say that Trump better do something drastically, and he better start doing like Eisenhower, or we're going to look at a potential civil war in this country because these people are not coming here to compliment. Come and eat the lunch, take the jobs. Michael, they don't want to. In California, over 35% of the households do not speak English.
Yes.
That's insanity. That's insanity.
And they're openly contemptuous, you know, of white people, U.S. citizens.
That's correct. And you know that, you know, forget DACA. You got this other thing, TPS, this TPS thing here in Florida and what they're trying to do in Texas. They're trying to say, well, all these countries are having revolutions. So what do you got? Like, give them another 2 years in here. No. You send them back and let them do their own battle. And you know, the country of Mexico has got, now they're going to bring this guy, Morales over there from Bolivia. What does that tell you about Mexico, Michael? I mean,
yes.
Come on. This is all absurdity. And I'm telling you, if Trump does not put his foot down, because there'll be no more Republican president after Trump. I do believe that. If this is not dealt with now, because you cannot allow these other states to be flipping around. Virginia's gone, which was a Republican state 20 years ago. Now it's, and Michael, they even said it on Breitbart, Drudge, Newsmax, all these networks, and Savage was talking about it. That state went blue because of immigration. 90% of
yes.
it. You had a lot of people coming out of New York and New Jersey trying to flood the state, because most of those people in New Jersey and New York, when they leave their states and they come down south, they're bringing their same crappy politics with them.
Yes.
But mainly because of immigration. And I'm telling you, this cannot continue on. Trump, I want to see what's going to happen with this Supreme Court ruling and how Trump's going to deal with this. Because if he doesn't deal with it correctly, there'll be no more Donald Trumps coming down the chute. That's for sure. There's no way.
Yeah.
They're all going to vote Democrat. They
if
want all the free
handouts. Flipping Texas blue, if they flip Texas blue, that's it. We'll never see another Republican president.
No, sir. Michael, you're so correct. Absolutely correct. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. You are correct. If they do that, but they try to do Florida. And let me tell you, it was very close here in this governor's election. If that guy Gillum would have got in here, this place would be going blue like you wouldn't believe. I just know what's going on. You got the state of New Jersey to New York. There's your model right there, what they've done to our country. You got Soros's. You got these schmucks in Hollywood. You got this shift. You got all these creatures running around in Congress. They're a minority. They're 2% of the population, yet you're controlling the mindset of this country. It's got to stop and desist now, because we cannot tolerate this insanity. Israel has a wall around it. We need a wall around our border. We're
yes.
funding their wall. We're funding their military in Israel. And if you notice, all these people in Congress that are going after Trump, they're mostly Zog. Let's not kid ourselves. I can't lie about that. I mean, some people don't want to hear the truth, but that is the truth. Let's just honestly tell the truth. You got a lot of great ones, but you got a lot of bad ones. It's just unbelievable. And what they're potentially trying to do to the United States is ruin it. You got Venezuela as an example. You got
succeeded in large part.
Exactly. In California, you will not find anywhere in the southern part of California, you will not find a white male doing block masonry work. You can't find it. You're just not going to find it. It's just, they're taking over the trades. They're taking over. It's unbelievable. And it's got to stop. And Trump,
yes.
if he goes along with DACA, and he goes and he starts saying, well, we got to, you know what? I will be so mad at Trump, I won't know what to think. But you know, but me throwing all this on Trump, Michael's not really right, because I weigh this out. He's got a Congress that's so inept, so discombobulated as far as their ideology. They want the ruination of the United States, Michael. They want the ruination of this great country of ours. It's disgusting. It's truly disgusting what these Democrats are trying to do, even with this impeachment nonsense. What about when Obama's on a hot mic and all the stuff though Biden was doing with Iran, $100 billion in cargo planes? Where was that? Where was that, Democrats? Where were you talking about Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama? Okay? And this guy was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis, a full-blown communist.
Yes.
Obama? I mean, and I believe that could be his father, because I almost don't believe
I
the other guy's
is.
Father. I agree with you. And if this continues on, Michael, we are looking at a very potential big super disaster in the United States. And I'm talking where it's going to be ugly. And the only thing I can honestly say, I think the right people in this country have guns in their possession, not the wrong ones. But I don't know how that's going to turn out. Because, look, John Adams said it when he took the presidency. With a gun, you're a citizen. Without a gun, you're a subject. And that's what these Democrats are trying to turn us all into subjects.
Yes.
That's their modus operandi. And you got Bernie Sanders out there, that kook or Ocasio-Cortez, and all these kook jobs in a demon rat party. It's unbelievable. And immigration, to me, is what's going to be the linchpin now, what's going to happen in this country in the next 10 years. Will we be around to see it? I don't know. But I can tell you it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. And we'll see how it plays out, because the way Schiff is getting away with this impeachment hearing on all this nonsense you're hearing, and then you had this the Mueller crap, the guy didn't even know what was going on, his own report. What?
Yes.
What nonsense? This guy, Mueller, I mean, it's the biggest nonsense that I've ever seen, but it seems like it's a Hollywood plot, like a Hollywood play or a movie. It's filth. It's really what it is. It comes out to be controlled by filth that's controlling our government. And it's like a rotten apple that's just getting rotten to the core. And I just hope that Trump has the fortitude to stick it out and realize that the people that he are supporting him, you want to call them deplorables, whatever, it's because he's in office because the deplorables are fed up with the lying nonsense due to
yes.
the hypocritical lying media. Because the media are such lying criminals. They should be locked up. And Michael, and you know how I feel, and I'm sure we feel the same. The sanctuary city is Donald Trump hasn't showed me nothing. Now they got a guy in San Francisco. A DA? This guy said it's all right for
yes.
you to urinate. We're not going to tell you and all that. What's going on with that? I mean, they had to put boulders in the places so homeless can't sleep. You got, as a matter of fact, they were talking about Oakland today on Newsmax about. There's so many homeless in Oakland, it's like zombie land or something. You heard about that, Michael?
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's like zombies controlling the streets and walking around. People don't want to even come out of their doors and their houses. And it's madness. I don't know where you're at, Michael, as far as Indiana, I don't know the big cities, Indianapolis, but I know here in South Florida, we got a couple cities, man. We have a thing in the paper. They're talking about the drug epidemic. Here is terrible.
Yes.
They got this new drug, Molly, and you got this new Molly drug, and it had like five people OD the other day here in South Florida. And then you have them up in Broward County and Palm Beach. And that's only here. It's insanity what's going on. And
there's a big meth problem here in Indiana, which I suspect is mostly the truck drivers. Where I am in Indiana, it's very bucolic. But over on the west side of Evansville and up to Indianapolis, yeah, those are your typical urban blight towns.
Right, right. Well, it's like that's pretty close to Chicago, believe it or not. And, you know, I know all about Chicago. That's another thing. The police chief there, I believe, is getting ready to resign or he's tiring or something. And you got that kook mayor, the lesbo, in Chicago, and she's one allow ICE to come arrest these illegals all over the place. And it's just insanity what these Democrats are getting away with, and nobody's stopping it, and no arrests are being made in sanctuary cities. So there I got to agree with Dustin. Trump hasn't shown me nothing because I guess his hands are so tied, I suppose. I don't know what the deal is, but you tell me about Article 8, and I looked it up. There's laws on the book that President Trump has every right to arrest these people, these
yes.
mayors. He has every right to go get the feds to go arrest these people. Every right. And I haven't seen it yet. I want to know why hasn't this been implemented? Why hasn't this taken place that Trump said, that's it?
Especially when you consider it is constitutionally the job of the executive branch to enforce the existing laws. And there are existing laws that make all of this activity illegal. And nothing's being done. They talk about, well, maybe we need a new law. No, we don't need a new law. We've got laws. The current laws are being ignored.
Well, absolutely, Michael. Like you say, they're going after Trump right now for the biggest bullcrap you ever heard. But Trump should reverse this course right now and say, Pelosi, you're going to jail. Schiff, you're going to jail. Every Democrat that supports sanctuary city should be put in a gray bar, behind a gray bar hotel.
Yes.
Every one of them.
I agree.
You support sanctuary cities, you're going behind a gray bar hotel, and you are going to do a severe sentence. I want to see the shoe drop with this guy, what's the two CIA, Brennan, and this, who's the other guy? Brennan and the other guy was in the CIA or running the whatever. Clapper. I want to see Clapper and Brennan arrested in the Gray Bar Hotel, because what they did was totally illegal. That's where the real arrest should come from, not to try and impeach Donald Trump. It's to go after these people in the deep state that were doing so much insanity with this FISA and all that. These people need to be put in jail, Michael.
I agree.
Behind bars for 15 years. I mean, the American public's going to get so fed up, and I don't know, it's going to be a disaster. I really believe so. And
I agree so. All right, Tom, got to let you go. Got to take a final break for commercials. We got two callers waiting on the line we're going to get to after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. Still no update on the Nickersons. So hopefully Don will be calling into John Stadmiller's show and with a little bit of an update. And again, I don't think this is just because they're Christians. I think there's something about that land, either minerals that are on it or its location, that made it valuable to some very powerful politician who would rather take it than pay fair market value for it. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was listening to the former conversation, and he mentioned Mueller and how Mueller didn't know anything that was in the report. It's because he's just being handled. It's the behind-the-scenes power. It's not, you know, some people, you know, President Trump has referred to it as the swamp. I heard somebody
yes.
else refer to it more as a cesspool. So, you know, it's just the people behind the scenes that are controlling these little puppets. And that was pretty apparent when he didn't even know what was in his own report.
Well, you know the problem with the cesspool, right?
What's
really
that?
Big chunks float to the top.
Yeah, easier to be a target, right? Hopefully.
No, it means you're on top. It was a mm-hmm. joke. Forget I said anything.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a joke.
It's okay. It was funny. Anyway, okay. That's all I had. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. All right, so two things we want to keep our eyes on going into tomorrow. The first, of course, is the Nickersons. And there's still no update. Hopefully Donna will call in to John Stadmiller's show and we'll find out if they got arrested or if something worse has happened to them. But again, I don't think this is just because they are Christian. I think there is something valuable about that land, either minerals that are buried on it or its location. And some powerful politician wants that land, wants both of those pieces of property without having to pay for them. So they go to the banks and they say, gin up. You know, some excuse to take their property. They need that sponsor that we have here that looks at the legality of repossessions and so forth. According to our control room, John is speaking with the Nickersons right now, so he's probably going to lead off his show with an update, which is going to be coming up here in just a few minutes as my show ends here. And the other thing, of course, we're keeping an eye on is tomorrow starts the public hearing for the impeachment process, and we're going to find out if the Democrats really have a there, or if they're trying to build a case for impeachment entirely on rumor and innuendo and hearsay, second, third, fourth hand, fifth hand information. I don't think they have anything. And now you've got Adam Schiff saying the whistleblower will not be allowed to testify. He's going to personally make sure that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are not called to testify. I mean, this is just reeking of corruption from top to bottom. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. Like I said, he's getting an update from the Nickersons right now. And he'll have lots of interesting information to share with you. So stay tuned. Spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.